Welcome to another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is The River and the Road.
I used to be an entertainer, now I'm a patron. The beer never stops, my liver loves me not, but I'm the reason this place is still open. I used to be a big shot back home, now I'm a little man.
My name is Keenan Lawler. I play banjo and sing in The River and the Road. And I also play some guitar in the band, too, and a bit of keyboard. And then Cole, who isn't here, plays drums in the band. And Andrew, I'll let you take the rest.
Yeah. My name is Andrew Phelan. I play guitar and sing in The River and the Road and play a little bit of percussion here and there. And then our other member, John Hayes, is our bass player, and he's from Toronto, and I'm from Australia.
So what is the story of The River and the Road? First off, how did you guys get together?
Well, I was playing at an open mic in Vancouver, and I met Andrew there, and we just started kind of, we were doing our own thing at the time. We both were kind of trying to figure ourselves out as solo musicians and writing our own songs and starting to perform them in front of people. And Andrew was just traveling in Vancouver and was planning on staying a couple months, and I guess we ended up convincing each other to kind of stick it out in Vancouver and start a band. So at first it was a two-piece, and then after about 7 months of that, we had John and Cole join the band, and now they've been as much a part of it as we have. So, yeah.
A fortuitous time to be traveling through Vancouver.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I was only planning on staying for about a month or so, and then going straight across to Montreal, and then, yeah, met Keenan, and we pretty much started finishing the album because we already had enough songs each to compile, and recorded the album within about 3 months, and then kind of got it straight out into the world as quick as we could. And that was 2 years ago. Next week, we released the album.
Some girl.
where does the name come from?
The name comes from, I mean, you just want something that's kind of catchy, I guess. That's a big part of it. So kind of any names we went through, we just made a list of anything that came to our heads. And that was one that we just thought worked. And I guess it kind of incorporates both our writing styles and where we're from. I'm from Campbell River, as is our drummer Cole. And Andrew was on the road when we met. So it kind of just seemed to work. And it's something that it kind of evokes a different picture for every single person that hears it, because they have their own image to put to that. So I like that ambiguity.
Yeah. I think the other part of it is because we travel a lot, and that's kind of part of our work ethic is keeping on the move and traveling a lot. The connotations of a river and a road are those landmarks that everyone can kind of relate to as a traveling kind of imagery in that sense. Like Keenan said, it definitely sets our songwriting styles in contrast, because we both write straight down the middle. You know, on the last album there was six of Keenan's and six of mine, and then we worked together on each of them, but we brought the half and half together, so it kind of lined it all up like that.
So if I touched your hands tonight, will you call me gentle, call me out of your sight? 'Cause I'll hit the station and the whiskey I'll drink, and she'll keep me warm when I sleep, and she'll keep me warm when I sleep. And if you say it's over, to the bottle I'll sink, and she'll keep me warm when I sleep, and she'll keep me warm when I sleep.
So you were saying that the self-titled album came together very quickly in 2012. That was a moment waiting to happen, in that you had most of the material all ready to go.
Yeah, and it was kind of necessity. We really wanted to just get something out that we could kind of start promoting ourselves with, and that was a quick effort, because we really didn't have much time, and we only had a certain amount of money, so we just went, all right, we have 4 days, so we're gonna go in there and see what we can come out with. And we were really happy with it. So right now we're working on a bit more of an industrious project, and we're looking at getting that out hopefully near the end of this year or at the start of next year. So we'll see what we can do, but we're really excited about the new material.
The self-titled album sounds pretty good, considering it came together in 4 days. It doesn't sound rushed. It gives a very good feel for the sound of the river and the road.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, I think we really focused on making sure that our pre-production was down pat. So there wasn't a lot of writing done in the studio. And then once we got in there, we pretty much just had to punch the parts out, and there were some small arrangements that we had to change. But for the most part, the songs were written, I would say, maybe at the very soonest a week before we had to go in to the studio. So we had a lot of time to kind of punch out the parts and make sure that once we got in there, there was no, you know, oh, do we like this? Should we try that instead? Is that the right place for a chorus? It was all, you know, kind of set in stone by the time we got there.
Yeah, we just didn't have the money to do that.
Yeah, so we were busking for a living at that time as well, so we needed something to sell. That was the big one.
You've got a chance to get really comfortable with each of these songs. What are the ones that stand out for you out of your first album?
I think the two for myself that really stand out in a live setting would be one of Keenan's songs called Diamond and one of mine called Straw, Brick, and Wood. I think the reason being is once we got Cole and John on board as, you know, a stronger band-oriented vision, we could really transfer that to a live stage with a little bit more intensity, and there's some big percussion breaks in both of those songs, and we all really enjoy playing drums, and we get to kind of jump up and have a lot of fun with that on stage. Yeah, I think they're probably the strongest ones that have been able to kind of find a new reincarnation. They've, you know, they've been a little bit more malleable than some of the other ones, because when we were writing the album and recording it, it was fairly limiting and we were playing it in a more folky style. But with those ones, they seem to adjust a little easier than others, I think. Let me see your diamond in the rough. 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 I'm digging my own way. Won't you lend me your shovel?
Certainly Straw, Brick, and Wood, from the video, it looks like you're having fun, and it is more of an incorporate the whole band kind of feel.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring up that video, because that was actually the first time that all of us had played together in one room.
That's like, not even, yeah, including like rehearsals.
Actually, that was the very first time
we played together.
Yeah, John met Keenan the night before and learned the song. And I'd never played with John, and he came into the studio that morning and went, "Yeah, I think I've got this." And just that was it. That was where we all met, pretty much as a band.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's impressive.
So yeah, you're seeing the very first takes of the final reincarnation of the River and the Road on that video.
Well, it's great that you got to capture that moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's it's a lot of fun and it's exciting. There's a couple of like cringeworthy moments for myself.
Oh yeah,
but that's the beauty of a first take.
It's kind of nice to be scared a little bit. Like once you get so used to playing a song, sometimes you get complacent. So it's nice to be scared.
Yeah, definitely.
When they hit record. One, two.
Keenan, how about you? Are there other tracks on the album that really stand out for you?
I guess like for one of mine, it would be a song called "Too Much" that has turned into sort of just a really good sing along. Anytime we play it in a town we've been in before, there are more voices to add to the chorus, and it's a pretty special moment sometimes when you hear a bunch of people singing your song, and I hope we can do that at Vancouver Island Music Fest. I'm going to have to get a couple people to learn the words.
I think we'll definitely do that at the festival for sure.
On the key, my body's moaning. They said my dad was abnormally blowing. I had a heart in my chest. Till I die from too much of a good thing. I wanna die from too much of a good thing. If it's love, then hell I'm gonna sing. I'm the ghost on the corner. Hell I'm gonna wander
probably a song from Andrew's, one of my favorites would be Blueprint, which we just kind of get to, it brings a different light to a lot of the music, and we get to bring up the intensity and then bring it right back down, and that for me is really fun, and I get to hear my banjo a lot in it, so that's always nice.
That was kind of a little linkage of a couple of the songs, because I was in a fairly specific place at that time, and being someone that was traveling a fair bit, and I didn't really know anyone in Canada when I landed, and then met Keenan, so I was kind of writing about all those places that I'd left behind, which is really nice to, it's nice to go back to, and it's nice to kind of, you know, be able to play a song and then be taken back to that specific point. And I feel like it's a little bit more melancholy than some of the other songs that are on the album. It's, you know, nice to change gears and give people a chance to breathe, I think. You know, if everything's just kind of punching along in an album, I feel like some people lose sight of the whole scheme of things. So it's nice to be able to drag people back into their seats for a second and give them a chance to take a breath and have a think about it.
We had some midsummer fun. I thought you were stunning. You thought I was strange. Is that the blueprint for love? I left just as soon as my plans were arranged. If I could go back, there's nothing I'd change. And 10 months ago, I told you I'd come home. I'm on the road, and you don't deserve to be alone. And you don't deserve to be home.
The band was back in Campbell River not long ago now. I think it was back in March. And I hear you were visiting schools. What's all that about?
Yeah, we were visiting Southgate and Kerry High on this round. We've done that a couple times where we go up and do some kind of workshops and question and answer type stuff with the classes at middle and high school level, and it's been really rewarding. We were allowed to play a show at Southgate and to bring our set that we kind of usually play in bars to a middle school was pretty fun for us, and it was really cool to see all the kids dancing. And then at Kerry High, we just answered a lot of questions about kind of stage fright and how to book shows and what touring looks like. So I think it gave a good insight into anything that maybe has a bit of mystery around it in the music industry, which there's a lot of.
Yeah. I think it was basically just, you know, us going up and showing these kids, these students who were, you know, maybe at that point really considering making a professional move to music at the end of their schooling, because, you know, they were some kids in year 12 mm-hmm. who are just finishing school this year. And, you know, for us to kind of come up and go like, hey, so you can actually do this. This is a really viable thing, but it's not easy. And, you know, this is the workload that you've got to put in, and these are the things that you have to sacrifice. And, you know, it's a little bit of a reality check, but it's also a good way to give them a bit of hope so that they know that it's not just, you know, a viral YouTube video will make you famous, or you just got to go back to working at McDonald's.
So this was a chance for Keenan to go back to his old schools. That, how did that feel? Is that a bit strange?
I don't know about strange. I mean, we did a fundraiser at Cary High last year, and or I think 2 years ago, and it was a great success. I think we raised around $1,200 or so for the music program that they have at Cary High, which kind of gets you recording and it gets you writing songs and collaborating with people. So for me, it was super rewarding. I think any of the stuff we were talking about was all kind of stuff I really wanted to know about when I was in grade 12. So that for me is, if anybody had those questions on their mind, I think we were able to answer them, which was with firsthand experience, which, yeah, was really rewarding.
Was this kind of a bit of payback? Was it that environment that helped to launch you?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I learned some really valuable skills. I was in the first year of the music composition technology class in Cary High, and it gave me some really valuable skills on learning how to record ourselves. Like, when we first started playing together, we were busking, and we realized, like, oh, we're going to make a lot more money if we just, you know, record a couple songs, put them on a CD, and start kind of selling them that way. So what we did was we put a mattress up against one of our walls in the house we were living at at the time, and then recorded four songs, and we were able to kind of sell those. And it was all knowledge that I gained from that class in high school. So, it was great.
So, lover, a signal from the deep. I'm scared of water now, and the cold's just beneath my feet. Shelter neglects me, but where are strangers when we sleep? Can you come get me? Will you come get me?
How much time have you guys spent on the road, and how far have you taken this on the road?
Taken it to the other side of the world. I had a chance to go back to Australia for a three-month tour early last year, and toured there for a while and got to play some sold-out shows, which was great. We've toured across to Halifax and back in October of last year, and next week we're just about to start our second cross Canada to Montreal and back, which will put us on the road for about 6 weeks. So yeah, we definitely enjoy the transient option that music gives us. I think it's, for myself, it's far more rewarding to get into a car and play to a new crowd as often as I possibly can. I feel like that really resonates with me.
So how is it that you guys have managed to land the Vancouver Island Music Fest? You must be getting pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, it's going to be unreal. We're pretty stoked about it. I think, yeah, Keenan volunteered there at one point a few years back, and we were just looking at the lineup. It's looking pretty intense. I'm pretty excited to see Bonnie Raitt, that's for sure.
Yeah, I actually volunteered over 2008 and 2009, and so I knew what it was all about, and it's been on my, I think it was like probably the second or third thing I put on my bucket list as far as shows to play. So I think I might have even wrote that in the message to Doug, like, you gotta get us there, like, we gotta play it, because, you know, I really want to.
but
it's great. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
So what were you doing when you volunteered?
I was doing stage crew, so I was kind of, we were, I guess, driving around golf carts. Or I didn't have my license at the time, so I was carting the gear onto the golf carts and making sure everything was locked away, and then making sure all the musicians had slushies or juice when they needed it, or beer. So, yeah, it was pretty fun.
Provide a bit of motivation for getting the ear band together.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been an environment I always wanted to bring my own music to, so I'm glad I get to do it with my friends. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to my slushy and my beer, actually. Now I didn't know about this slushy beer deal. I'm gonna cash in on that.
I think it was a vodka slushy, actually, to be precise.
Hey, it's a magical time. Make the most of it. It sounds like you guys are having a hell of a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to seeing the river on the road at the Vancouver Island Music Fest.
Oh, we're looking forward to playing it. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Dan. My head open, passed out again. Got himself hit by that southbound train. They buried him in the February rain, and nobody ever came.
Keenan Lawler and Andrew Phelan from The River and the Road. I spoke with them from Keenan's Kitchen in Vancouver in April, just before they headed out on tour again. Theirs is partly a story of local boys made good. After working as a volunteer on the stage crew in years gone by, Lawler will be back on stage this year as a performer. And that wraps up another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Juno Award winner Helen Austin and the fleet-fingered Todd Butler for taking us home.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.